Okay, my name is Mike Rivera, and this is my introduction for queer modernism. The collection currently on display at the SF MoMA has an impressive presence of American, French, and German modernist artworks. Unbeknownst to many museum patrons, the same collection of work also shares a strong and vibrant queer modernist narrative. Many of these artists themselves are homosexuals, or have challenged the gender norms with their art. Deviant sexuality was often glossed over during more repressive eras and differing levels of social acceptance, so it is no wonder that the private lives of many of these artists would be hidden behind their aesthetic abilities and separate from the work shown on these walls. Because of the potentially volatile environment that existed when most of these works were created, many artists learned how to code their homosexuality or non-normative lifestyles into the pieces that Because of the potentially volatile environment that existed when most of these works were created, many artists learned how to code their homosexuality or non-normative lifestyles into the pieces that were previously only discernible to the well-trained eye. It would be almost impossible to lift a queer narrative without being part of this very secretive community. That queer code remained untouched over the decades until acceptance of differing sexualities became more commonplace. As the collective interests of artists and art patrons began to call for the examination of queer art history through art, SF MoMA brings you an exhibition focused primarily on these stories. Queer modernism examines and makes this narrative accessible for an outside audience for the first time.
Yay.